competition is healthy, and as long as you have competition, the market still wants your product or service. Once you know everything about your competition, you will know where their weaknesses and strengths lie, and then you'll be able to take them on in any situation. Don't assume that because you're in the same industry, they are automatically your competitor. Your competition lies within the same industry, targeting the same target market prospects, which you're also wanting to acquire. We'll be covering who are they, what market share they occupy, which market they are targeting, what products they are offering, what marketing methods they are using, what are their strengths and weaknesses, and what are they doing right or wrong. Ensure that you find out as much as you can about your competitors, because when you know them intimately, you no longer fear them. You need to consider, how much do they impact on or influence your revenue? What are you doing better? What benefits do you offer to whom, and how does your mix compare to others? Comparing where you think you can show the difference has to be something you can do better than any of your rivals, and better because you are choosing to meet different needs and performing different activities than they perform, because you've chosen a different configuration for your value chain than they have. So where are they? Do they cover the world, or nationally, or regionally, or only locally? Remember that the more area to be covered, the more resources are needed, which would include financial, people, operations, management, infrastructure, systems, etc. Now let's have a look at the market share. Your resources will only allow you to service a portion of the market. If your capacity can't compete with the big players with loads of resources, then they are really not your competitor, because they are servicing a very different level of customers in the marketplace. You always need to be growing, so plan your growth every year to extend your reach into the market, continually capturing more market share which you are able to service. Then who are they targeting? Are you targeting the same market? Is the market saturated with the same products, only allowing you to operate in a conversion market? In other words, taking customers away from your competitor. Your customer analysis identifies your A and B customers. This is the profile to work with when you are comparing the target market you are competing for. You may even find that the competitors you are most fearful of aren't your competitors because their target market doesn't match your A-B customer profile. Comparing products is also essential. By keeping on track of similar or the same products entering the marketplace will keep you ahead of your competitors. You'll be able to develop new products or tweak your own to deliver market demands. You'll also find out what you don't have that the market wants. Pricing will always play a role, and there'll be a need to continually source new suppliers to remain competitive without compromising quality. Other items to compare are product quality, availability, delivery times, delivery methods, guarantees, after-sales service, warehouse capacity, hidden costs in terms of switching to your competitor, and are there any startup or continuation costs? Their marketing strategy to attract more customers will certainly impact on how they are perceived in the marketplace. Their awareness campaigns, branding, positioning, reputation, and customer loyalty will always remain a challenge. However, knowing where their strengths and weaknesses lie will hopefully put you in the driving seat. Copy what they are doing right and never do what they're doing wrong. Don't confuse competitive advantage with what you're good at. I like to do a SWOT analysis with a one-page spreadsheet so I can see at a glance exactly where my strengths and weaknesses lie. These spreadsheets were a tool I found very useful in my selling pitch. Naturally, I'd focus on my strengths when going up against a competitor without ever having to criticize them. This is a great tool to have before going into a meeting when you know who you are competing against. Use these spreadsheets for a general comparison of your offering as one of several choices a potential target market can make.